Morning, Sasha.
Morning.
You sound very energetic.
The caffeine will kick in a minute. What's on the agenda for today?
I do believe, yes, Doomsday.
And that fool, Richards, will rue the day he crossed doom.
What?
I am Doctor Doom, destroyer of worlds. What gods dare to question me?
It's too early for this. We're recording our Doomsday episode.
Huh?
Doomsday, the Power Rangers two-parter, Ranger Day, choices, Zords getting wrecked.
So, no Doctor Doom?
No.
Is it even at least set in Latveria?
No.
Ugh, fine. Lame. The doomless doomsday it is. Let's get to the Zord destroying and the Power Ranger Day festivities. Dang it.
And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Voices from the Grid. I'm Michael, and I'm being joined by one of my co-hosts, as always, the Red Ranger, Sasha Kaplan.
The fabulous, the amazing, the incredibly sarcastic, who always fights with you on the ratings of the episodes, Sasha Kaplan.
Okay, first off, everyone fights me on the ratings of every episode, but nobody cares about that right now, because what we need to say right now is, the episode that you're actually about to listen to was pre-recorded, and then we had to redo the intros and the outros for reasons. And so if this episode that you're listening to sounds a little disjointed as a result of that, we do apologize, but we had to record new intros and outros. And with that said, we hope you enjoy the episode. I know in a future episode of Awesome Mania and stuff like that, and a future episode probably of Power Dorks when we have Ben Taylor back on, Ben Taylor's nickname is going to be AKA Headphone Breaker. Because on our last episode, Ben and I recorded, and my headphones broke at the very beginning of the episode. And I'm sitting here going, I'm going to have to record the entire episode, aren't I? Yeah. I can't pause this. So we record the entire episode, and I sent a picture to our group chat. And it's a picture of the headphones, and the one piece of the headphone is just dangling. Literally just by the cord for the headphone itself. I love you, Ben. I love you. But, so yeah, as Sasha mentioned, we're doing Doomsday. And, so what we're going to do is we're going to do it like the last time when we did Island of Illusion. I'm going to do the run through together at the same time because this is a two-part episode. And with that said, everyone's favorite segment in my mind, the quick run through of Doomsday two-parter. And we start off at Angel Grove High. The Rangers learn that today is Power Ranger Day, and Bulk and Skull plan to steal the Power Rangers' thunder. Rita plans to use Goldar's Zord Cyclopsis. I didn't know Goldar had a sword. Since when? Can we explain this better, please? Oh, wait, this is Power Rangers. We don't explain things pretty well, don't we? At the park, Jason and Zach walk around, and Zach strikes out with Angela once again. And then the others arrive, too. Bulk and Skull arrive as Bulkster and Super Skull. A for effort, at least. I will give them A for effort. I approve of it. And where did they get the picture of the Power Rangers? Like, seriously. Nobody has actually captured a photo of the Rangers in that pose ever. Ever.
Zordon put out promotional material.
Sure. Okay, we'll go with that. But oh no, all the citizens are now disappearing. Rita plans to bring her castle to Earth, and they summon Cyclopsis. Goldar having a Zord is really weird. The Rangers morph into action and summon the Megazord. Battle time, baby! And Cyclopsis has some punch to it. Rangers call upon the Dragon Zord for help, but Cyclopsis whips Megazord like it's a rag doll. Zordon sends in Titanus for aid and to create the Ulta Zord, and Cyclopsis is down. But Rita is pissed and takes Titanus away by sinking him into the ground. And she brings back Lokar, to which Lokar resurrects Cyclopsis. Rangers are now facing uncertainty, which then brings us to Doomsday Part 2. Zordon briefs the Rangers on the situation and goes over what they need to do to save the citizens and the city. The Rangers decide to roll the dice and use their Zords at half power. Lokar right off the bat with the attack, and Cyclopsis chops off the Megazord's arm, but they're hanging in there. Dragonzord is summoned and its tail gets cut off. Now Rita attacks with the Megazord and Dragonzord as they both disappear as the Rangers abandon ship. But Billy tells the Rangers that the Zords were sent to their hiding place to restore power. Because why not? The Rangers get to Billy's garage to work on the communicators, but Goldar confronts them at his garage. This is the first time. It's like, you know where these people like live and stuff. Why is this the first time you're actually attacking them in Billy's garage? At the command center, Alpha learns that with Rita's palace on Earth, they can tap into Rita's data storage, and a game plan is made. The Rangers morph back into action, and everyone calls upon their Zords, and it's time to execute their game plan. With multiple battle mode changes, the Rangers would destroy Cyclopsis and save the citizens and the city. Plus, Rita retreats back to the moon. At the park, everyone reappears, then the Rangers show up to be recognized. Holy cow, it's Tommy for a quick cameo because he's not really around for 13 episodes. But the Rangers get recognized and a standing ovation. Zordon gives the Rangers the choice to leave the team and live regular lives or remain Power Rangers, to which they all choose to remain Power Rangers.
So let's talk about some of the good elements first. The fact that the Rangers are actually being honored is kind of cool. The gang also does a really good job of, like, being excited for to see the Power Rangers. And they do a pretty decent job of playing, like, oh my gosh, I wonder if the Power Rangers will show up, to the point where, like, it doesn't feel fake. So kudos to their acting abilities as teenagers.
But also the other thing on this is that this has been getting built up.
This is also true.
And previous episodes with all the news coverage of, oh, and the Power Rangers saved the day again and stuff like that. So this is actually a build-up. So everything's been building up to this moment right here. It's almost as if they could have ended the season here.
So, oh my God, you took what I was going to say. Okay, so I think if this had been like a 3 or 4-parter, this could have been like the finale. Because first things first, a lot of big things happen. Rita arrives on Earth. That's huge. That's never happened before. The Cyclopsis, the Zord that just randomly appears, that could have been handled better. But they could have used that, like, he could have destroyed all the Zords. So then the Rangers have no choice but to, like, seek an additional power source. Or to, like, find something that will help them destroy that and Rita. Because what ends up happening is Cyclopsis is destroyed. What's his name? Lokar kind of, like, just vanishes or whatever, or is defeated. And Rita goes back to the moon with her castle. It was just, like... And then, of course, the other thing is, like, I guess this could have worked as, like, a mid-season finale almost. Because the weird thing is, like, yes, the Rangers demonstrated some tactic and, like, ingenuity with how they fought, but that was given to them by Zordon. So the fact that at the end of the episode, Zordon is like, you have proved yourselves against Rita Repulsa. It is now your choice whether you choose to become Power Rangers. And, like, it's a dumb choice. A, because there's nothing in this episode to suggest, really, that, like, this is something amazing to the point where, like, yes, they've shown that they're capable Rangers, but they did that in Grain with Evil. They did that in The Green Candle. They did it in so many other episodes. that they are a team, that they are good fighters, that they can take on Rita and whatever. So there's nothing in this episode that is, like, so original to me that Zordon would go, you've proven yourselves. You now have a choice. That's one. Two, if they had all decided to leave, what was he going to do? Fight five other teenagers in attitude with attitude from not Angel Grove High and train them for another however many episodes and then give them the same choice? Okay, so let's talk about something interesting.
But imagine this real quick, though, before you happen. Imagine this, though, real quick, though. This is the season finale, this two-parter. Because then the very next episode for season two, the very first episode, is the Mutiny three-parter, which brings in Lord Zedd. Now imagine they go from Doomsday into the Mutiny.
That would have been epic.
Because then you're taking a two-parter to end a season, and you're technically taking it and turning it into a five-parter to merge the two seasons together.
That would have been cool. But something that I bet you will never be addressed again, though, is so when Rita arrives on Earth, Alpha freaks out, but he says that, like, basically he says that they can hack into, like, Rita's server now, which was funny and, like, so 90s because there's, like, a paper computer readout.
well, not only that, but the other thing is, though, is that Rita is all about magic. And the Rangers are all about technology. So what technology does Rita have to actually hack?
I mean, I don't know. Zordon has a viewing globe, so he's got a magic tube. Anything could happen. It's also, I think, is this the first time we actually hear them talking about the Zords needing to recharge?
Yes, and it's also the first time where it's been mentioned that after a previous battle, Zordon and Alpha put in this thing where once they get to a certain power level, they automatically return to their hiding places.
So I love, yes. What I also love is, like, the Rangers get separated from Zordon because of Rita's magic screwing up the sound waves or whatever. And they actually go, I love when Billy invents things. I should point out, because I thought of this as I was watching, when in the scene where he's, like, tinkering with the communicators to, like, override Rita's frequency or jammer shenanigans, we hear him use kind of like a device thingy, and it makes a... That's a sonic screwdriver. Because I bet you anything, if the doctor needed a mechanic, Billy is the guy to go to. I have always really, really loved Trini and Billy's friendship. So I was like, when they work together and to solve stuff and things like that. But
could you imagine with Trini and Billy, if they were the love interest story instead of Tommy and Kim?
Literally any love story. Zach and his girlfriends was a better love story. Fight me.
What girlfriend? He kept getting rejected.
Exactly. That was way more interesting. So a couple of things to note that I think is very important for Bulk and Skull in the future. Bulk and Skull show up to Power Ranger Fest, to the Power Ranger Park honoring, as superheroes. So at heart, there is a part of them that wants to be, like, they haven't gotten there yet, but there's a part of them that wants the glory of being a superhero, but they don't understand the responsibility part of it yet. So that is obviously very, very important to note.
And that's really not till like, what, season three?
So that would actually be in space. But the thing is, or actually even before that, in season three, when they decided to, was it in season three when they decided to be cops?
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, because season three, they went into the police academy and stuff.
Because
like
the two biggest people that have the biggest journey across the entire Zordon era is not any of the Power Rangers. It's Bulk and Skull.
Well, that's also
and
because
maybe Alpha, but that's
well,
a
that's,
separate story.
Well, that's also because Bulk and Skull are literally there for all six seasons.
True, true. But the same could be said for... Nope, you're right. They're the only ones.
Tommy goes 4.5.
Leaves during Zio.
Yeah, Billy's 3.5 seasons. Tommy's 4.5 seasons.
I would just say 4 solid seasons because there's a lot of episodes where he doesn't appear in the original.
Yeah, but he's technically there till the halfway point of the show.
Fine. So the fact that the Dragonzord is still operational is kind of neat, that they can use it despite the fact that it doesn't have a connection to the Green Ranger. That's actually helpful.
Well, that was established with Green Candle when the power was given over to Jason.
Right. And so there's still also, like, I like the little, like, I knew the Zords would not be destroyed here because I know that happens later. No spoilers. But there were times where I was like, wait, this isn't when they're destroyed. There was a couple times where I had to, like, go back through my Power Ranger history and be like, wait a minute, because they do keep you guessing, especially that moment when the Titanus is, like, flung through the dirt and the head is just, like, poking out. But it should also be noted that the Power Ranger, the Megazord, actually destroyed 2 buildings, like, apartment-looking buildings. So were these part of the abandoned warehouse district or what?
It's always part of the abandoned warehouse district.
I don't know. Those buildings looked awfully shiny.
Yeah. Who says the abandoned warehouse can't have some shiny things?
Yeah, but yeah.
Because keep in mind, they keep rebuilding the abandoned warehouse district.
This is true. Yes. I will say that, like, Zordon, I don't know. There are times where he's helpful, but there are times where I think he doesn't need to be quite so helpful, and there's times where he needs to be helpful when he's just not helpful. But he's a very inconsistent mentor. There's stuff that he knows when there's no explanation of how he knows it, that sort of thing. But let me see what else I have in my notes here. I like the fact that the Power Rangers actually get honored. It was kind of nice to see, because we don't really get to see a lot of that in Power Rangers, of, like, the real world actually interacting with the Power Rangers in costume. So that was actually very nice. And the last two-parter I did was, what was it called? The Island of Illusion. And that was a terrible two-parter, but this was actually a really fun two-parter because it definitely kept me guessing. It kept me on my toes. And it did kind of make me second guess my own Power Ranger knowledge, which was kind of cool, actually. So that's all I have.
Yeah. We got there's a couple things. Obviously, we got to bring up Tommy does show up. And the great thing is, because actually they foreshadow it in the first part where they talk about, man, I hope Tommy shows up. It'd be great to see him. And then obviously he does show up and he talks to, like, the kids. It's like, ah, oh, they're great people, you know, and that's type of stuff.
Actually, the kids are really cute because they're like, oh, the Red Ranger is the best. No, it's the Black Ranger. And the girls come up are like, well, what about the Yellow and Pink Ranger? And I'm glad Billy got hit. Somebody also said, like, the Blue Ranger. I'm like, yes, Billy needs more love.
And then, like, Tommy shows up because they're all awesome. And it was like, but then you had that moment where the Rangers walk by and they see Tommy. And it's kind of like that recognition.
Right, but it was also kind of funny that, like, nobody notices the fact that every single Power Ranger doesn't really shake hands with everybody, but they specifically shake hands with Tommy. Like, if I was in the crowd, that would have been the first thing I noticed. But the people of Angel Grove are not always the smartest.
Yeah, it's like, I would probably run up to Tommy and go, they really just shook your hand, bro. What's up with that? But the thing is, though, is that, like, even though he appeared, he's not an integral part of the story. And that's why I made the point of he's not an integral part of the story for 13 episodes. He's strictly a cameo. But yeah, so Goldar having a Zord was weird.
It was weird because he came out of nowhere with no setup. I knew that he got a Zord. Although, wait a minute. It wasn't that weird. There were hints about it in Island of Illusion.
Yeah.
They did mention something about Zordon and Lokar. I mean, not Zordon, about Goldar, Lokar, and Azord. So it didn't quite come out of nowhere, but by the time we get to this point, we're like, wait, why does Goldar have Azord?
Yeah, but then the other thing is, and this is the thing that Ben always harps on, is that Rita knows who the Power Rangers are.
Yes.
Why don't you just, like, kill them in their sleep or something? You know where they live.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Power Ranger logic, but also, there's another part of...
let me finish up this one point. We've seen Squat creep on Kimberly, like, outside her bedroom. But this is the first real time, though, one of the villains has actually attacked the Rangers at their home in Billy's garage. It is the first time that that has happened. And it's actually something that will not really, maybe not attacks, but interactions per se will take place.
I think you're right about that. And I think there's also another point that is kind of overlooked oftentimes. Rita actually cares about Goldar. If she didn't care about him, she would have just made him grow, and then that would have been the end. And we know she's made him grow before. But I find it interesting that, like, this time he had a Zord. So, like, and Rita, like, Rita needs friends, and she keeps the people that are closest to her close to her. So that's a very interesting little character-building side note for Miss Rita Repulsa.
Yep.
But no, you're right. It's entirely stupid that she knows exactly where they live, who they are underneath their clothes, and she knows their names. So why doesn't she do anything to them? I mean, there is that one episode where that she later on where she like kidnaps their parents, but
yeah, because that's the other thing. It's like the very first episode of Green with Evil. She tells Tommy who the Rangers are. She's like, On the other hand,
it could be argued that she herself actually isn't powerful enough to do anything to them, because I think Zordon, in this two-parter actually, Alpha or Zordon actually mentioned something about how Rita's actually more powerful now because she's on Earth, so maybe the fact that she's at a distance on the moon keeps her powers at bay, but that still doesn't mean she can't send putties to harass them at home in the middle of the night.
Or just send Scorpina and Goldar to their homes individually, and there you go.
There you go.
Rita, your Power Ranger problem has been solved.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't have a series, though. Whatever. And
that's also true. But it's just, if you think about it from a logic standpoint, it's like, you know who they are. But it does mark the first time they are actually attacked at, like, Billy's garage or at home and stuff like that. So with that, both episodes, okay, so Doomsday Part 1 clocked in at 19 minutes and 19 seconds. Doomsday Part 2 clocked in at 18 minutes and 45 seconds, both of which got an IMDb rating of 7.8.
Nice.
So they both got the same score.
That would make sense.
Yep. So.
And was actually a really quick note, not to jump too long, keep this going longer, but when I was watching because I watch all of these on Netflix, the episode literally just started, the part two started right after part one, which was a nice touch. Thank you, Netflix.
Oh, you didn't have the end credits? It just went right into the next episode?
You did, but the following episode doesn't start with the usual theme. It just started right back into where they last left off.
Gotcha. Okay. And with that, Sasha, where can the people find you on the social media?
As always, geekgirl101.tumblr.com, at geekycaptain on Instagram, and of course that place where I cry in a corner and complain endlessly about what writers are doing to my favorite characters, that's geekycaptainwrites.wordpress.com.
All right, and you can find me on the Twitters at @thelindenbaum75, Facebook at facebook.com/x75productions, and of course, everything is on the website at txhdhockey.com, and for this show specifically, /VFTG, which is call letters for Voices from the Grid. So with that, Sasha, take us out.
There's only one thing left to say, and it is epic. May the Schwartz be with you.
And until our next episode, grab your morphers and may the power protect you.
Oh, yeah.